Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Survey of 2,000 employed women find that the average woman...
That's the problem right there. They start letting women work.
Too many employed women.
100 years later, there's a pandemic once they started working.
Look where that's gotten. It all started there.
All started.
The average woman gets mansplained.
Oh.
Which is talked down to, spoken to like a child by a male coworker, for instance.
Yeah.
While on the job 6 times each week.
Man, is Meg here yet? She's probably in the building yet.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I'd like to talk to her about this. Explain it to her. No, no, I'm joking.
Break down the concept for her first, and then ask if she's ever experienced that.
Here's what me
and then tell her she hasn't experienced it properly.
That's never happened to you.
Because I've seen that, and I think some guys don't even know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
They don't.
I think there's actually some free-thinking liberal dudes out there that don't even know what they're doing, and they're doing it.
Oh, they think they're
And being... I guarantee we've all actually probably done it accidentally in the past.
Yeah. They think they're being helpful.
Right.
3 in 5 women think that the men in their office don't even realize that they're explaining information that they already know. Another 40% have been told by a male colleague that they come on too strong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that can be a little condescending. I could see that.
I thought you were going to say they came on too strong.
65% of women agreed that their company does not provide the same opportunities to women as it does for men. A third said their company has no female supervisors. 62% of women are planning on leaving their current job because there's no room to grow.
Hey, we got a woman boss here. So we're woke.
Respondents were asked about their top reasons to leave a job. Harassment came in at number one.
How you doing, wow. Craig?
Followed by a lack of work flexibility, unequal pay, and a lack of consistency in company policies.
Are companies coming out now in this day and age because what's happening? You know, you're lucky you got a job. Anybody been told that yet?
Well, not with...
That happens before. That happened before pre-pandemic, not just, you know.
It did. Yeah. You know, we had a pretty low unemployment rate.
Yeah, we did.
So
now we don't.
Less so, yeah. So some of the women were asked what about the most infuriating thing that they've had mansplained to them.
We'll get Megan here.
Hang on, we got Meg on the phone now.
Oh, good. Huh.
All right, anything we can explain to you? Or we don't. Do you have it pretty well handled?
I don't know. I think I need another breakdown. Really, it's too much for my woman brain to handle.
My woman brain.
Yeah, we can see that.
When do you when do you actually pull in here to work? I don't even know what time you get here.
Well, hopefully about 9 o'clock.
Okay, not till 9. Okay. Well, feel free to walk in, man. Feel free to walk in. I'd like to talk to you in person about this and explain it to you.
Oh, yeah, it's easier when person to person. It's too much over the phone, you know.
You're distracted.
Your woman brain. You're distracted. Getting yourself all pretty.
I am. Currently sitting here doing my makeup, trying to get ready for work.
Get yourself all gussied up.
Get yourself pretty. We all wake up early for that. You know that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
because we want to look pretty for Meg.
Yeah, stop in. Stop in when you get here. Okay. All right.
All right, I will.
All right. All right. Push. Give her directions to the studio.
Walk her in here.
I'll explain to her how to use the key card out front
and how to use the microphone.
Yeah. You know. Get her by the elbow and guide her in here.
Yeah. I do appreciate that she's kind of a clean freak.
Mm.
So she comes.
Yeah, I wish she worked before us.
She wipes this place down
pretty good. Right.
So women were asked about the most infuriating thing that they've had mansplained to them. One woman said that she had a man mansplain to her roommate how to correctly pronounce her own name.
Oh, my God.
He thought she was doing it wrong.
Oh. Oh. That guy, how long was that guy alive?
He probably still is.
That'd be like us telling Dr. Mina how to pronounce her real name, her name. Because if you look, right. I don't know how to do it. So it's longer
I'll
than
tell her.
It's longer than Mina.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, we'll just tell her the proper way to do it.
When she calls it.
She needs to get a second opinion on how to pronounce that.
I have a feeling she's heard that before, and then she just call me Mina.
Right.
Because it's actually longer than that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And it's not an uncommon name.
In India.
In India, it's not an uncommon name.
Well, it's not an uncommon Indian name here.
No.
I know that, but I still don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not even going to try it.
It's very simple.
Go ahead.
Meenakshi.
Yeah.
Well, you've been talking to her more often because of that second
I don't call her Meenakshi, though.
No, I call her Mina. Yeah. Or doctor.
Sure it's not Minoxidil?
Yes. I'm very sure.
I think she's pronouncing that wrong.
I think that's some kind of medicine.
It is.
Zit cream? Isn't that a Zit cream?
No, I think it's like Rogaine. Is it Minoxidil Rogaine? I think it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I should find out.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Another woman said at the racetrack where she's worked for 14 years, men regularly try to explain to her how gambling works as she takes their bets.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, because horse guys are, I can see that. Old school.
Bit of misogyny running in that crowd.
A little bit.
You think?
Hey, sweetie. I want to parlay that. Here's how that works.
You want to parlay?
I'm working behind the counter.
Yeah, behind the counter here.
I'm typing this in and sending you the tickets.
Let me explain to you what an exacta is.
Another woman said that her obstetrician disagreed that her baby was about to come. She mansplained and left for soda. 3 minutes later, the baby was born with no doctor in the room.
Might as well go for a soda.
Wow. No.
That happened to my wife with our daughter, but it was a female doctor.
Okay.
Her wife's like, the baby's coming today, and the doctor's like, I don't know. And then she went to check her, and the water broke all over the place. And she's like, okay,
over the place?
Thank you. Yeah.
Right.
It was a mess.
Not your regular water breaking.
Oh, you are right.
All over the place, water breaking.
You are right, and somebody get me a towel.
Another office guy came in to move her phone, mocking her because he thought she didn't know how to move her phone. She said, well, the cable's too short. The guy gets under there, and he's plugging it.
Let me check.
He stops and hollers, who put in a cable this short? She's got that.
Yeah, I told you that.
I'm guessing IT guys are big offenders of this.
Well, they're offenders to dudes even. But you're right.
Talking down to everybody.
Move.
A man once tried to explain street harassment to a woman. Said, apparently it's a thing now. He told her.
So how you doing?
So it's okay.
Hey, mama.
So it's okay. But, I can't imagine. You hear about this mansplaining thing.
Yeah.
You know, they say it happens all the time.
I think we've all probably been guilty of that at just some sort of level at once.
No, I'm sure.
Once or twice. I'm sure I've done to my wife. And she'll correct me.
I think we've
done
it in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. We did. Make sure we have that, explain that to Meg, that story again when she gets in here.
We'll walk her through it slowly.
and see how she feels about it.
Well, we'll tell her how she feels about it.
Yeah. And is her name pronounced Meg or not? I don't know.
She's going to come in here and stab all of us.
Yes, she is. But then she has to clean up afterwards, you know? That's the thing.
You have to tell her how to stab first.
Proper way.
You're stabbing me the wrong way. Right. It's downward.
You've never said that before.
You're missing the veins.
Right. You don't hold a knife like that. Yeah. Like this.
Slash. Don't stab.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A note for our Deadpool players, so that they can just write this down.
Got it.
You know, it's an old person thing.
And they're dying for the economy, by the way, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yep, taking one for the team.
Thank you.
Retired United States Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is 90.
Libtard.
Today, the first woman to have been named to the Supreme Court.
I thought, was she the first? Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And never been the same since.
And Diana Ross is 76.
She seems to be in pretty decent shape. Didn't she just play the
yes,
here
she
last
did.
You saw the show, right?
Yep. Yes, I did.
I wish I would have seen that.
Casino.
Yeah, it was a good show. She played outside. It was a little chilly.
Back in the day, we used to have concerts back in the day, kids.
Christy saw it.
We'll tell you about that as you get older.
She said it was a good show.
Yeah. Yes, it was a fine show. You know, she did all the
Supreme songs and everything.
Some. You know,
but her solo stuff, she's got a bunch of those.
Exactly. She's got too many songs.
A ton of hits.
You can't do them all.
No.
I think she did. She do a lot of Supreme stuff?
She did some.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't out there for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Doing songs. You know, a little bit more than an hour, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. We'd take that. Yeah. There are still bands that would play right now. I wouldn't go even during the virus. I would say, you know what? I'd rather just not watch a band. Yeah. If they say, listen, everybody's virus free. Here's the show.
Any band where there's a fiddle involved?
Well, that's for damn sure.
But because of the situation, you know, any other time of crisis, you know, a bunch of musicians would have got together and put, you know, like a Live Aid, something like that. You can't do that.
Can't do it. Can't even do studio stuff.
Yeah,
people are doing it for their own basements and stuff.
Their recording stuff can be done in a guy's basement now.
Sure.
Yeah, but
an individual's basement.
Yeah, but you can't put a band together because the band shouldn't all be together.
But they're no. They make all kinds of recordings now.
No, he's talking about a live show.
I'm talking about
to raise
putting
money.
A festival together
to
that
raise
would
money.
Generate a ton of cash.
Oh, so you're talking about putting people together.
Yeah.
Right. Like Farm Aid.
I'm saying you can't do that.
You have to do it virtually.
After 9/11, they were all together. Yeah.
Farm Aid, Live Aid. Not an option.
You got to do it virtually now.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or you could do the
Live Aid, and Live Aid was, And how about
virtually Live Aid?
What was the British version of We Are the World?
Do they know it's Christmas?
Now the goose is on the table.
Thank you, Craig. Did you know I was going to do that?
I didn't.
Yeah. No, you didn't, really? I thought you just played along with me.
Other casualties of the COVID include,
I thought it was wrong.
No, that's it. Right. That's a better song, by the way, than We Are the World.
Puss's hands are getting dry and cracked as a result of a lot of washing. Yeah.
Really?
Lotion those bears up, man. It's starting to bug us, too.
I do, man. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, sure, we like a little bit of roughness.
Yeah, but not on the palm.
And McDonald's has pulled their all-day breakfast menu.
Yeah.
Man.
To streamline operations.
I got it.
Well, they lost me when they quit running their egg sandwich in the middle of the day, too.
Did they really?
They've been dead to you for a while.
Yeah.
They lost you.
The egg McMuffin. Yeah. When they quit making that in the middle of the day. Because originally that was on their all-day breakfast menu. And then I would go, and I want an Egg McMuffin. And they'd say, no, we don't make that anymore.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
For breakfast you can have it, but not in the rest of the day. So now I'm done with their all-day breakfast.
The staple of McDonald's breakfast.
That is. Come on, people.
Oh, Joe has a good suggestion here, because I think we did this after 9/11. We make giant get well soon cards. Send them off to various locations.
We're never going to let our buddy Jimmy Casino forget about that, huh? Our radio station had a huge card in the old lobby after 9/11, and you had to sign it and send it back east. And we made fun of it then. Right. We'll make fun of it 20 years later.
Sorry, World Trade Center.
Sorry, everybody.
Get well soon.
We loaded it on a big truck and sent it there.
In his defense, he had a lot of great ideas when he worked here. That just wasn't one of them.
No. Hope he's listening. I know he's homebound, so he probably is.
That was right up there with, let's give away one concert ticket. Not a pair. One.
And they'll buy another one.
You'd expect.
And this is actually, people are actually sick in this situation, too, so get well would be more perfect, right?
Campground owners and managers in what are called inland states by TMZ.
And we're about
like
as inland
Nevada,
as you get right
here. Idaho, and Wisconsin.
And nobody's more inland than
say
Nebraska.
That they have seen an influx of people from pandemic hot zones.
Yeah, Nebraska.
People
and
show up
Kansas are probably as far away from an ocean as you can get anywhere in the country, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
The owner of Devil's River Campground in Wisconsin says that one family told him they picked that county, because it had no reported coronavirus cases.
But they probably brought it.
No, they probably didn't bring it.
Well, I'm just saying, that's a problem. People are traveling outside the hot zones to go to the
place. Another place in Idaho says they're filling its RV spaces with people from areas that have been hit hard. So it's possible that someone is bringing it in.
Someone is, right.
And you still have to maintain yourself, but this time in an RV as opposed to your home.
I was thinking, would it be okay if I just loaded up my truck with all my camping gear and went to the mountains and found an isolated spot and just camped there for a while? But along the way, you're going to have to encounter people. I'm going to need gas. I'm probably going to need some groceries. I'm probably going to have to interact with people, certainly booze.
Yeah. Well, if you pack enough up there, and the gas is full when you get there, and you better come back, enough the gas to get back, you could spend 3 weeks up there. But, you know.
But I wouldn't have enough to get, I would certainly have to get gas.
Yeah. You know, once you already got, I would just say, get gas before you actually go up in the mountain, and so it's full, so when you can leave, no matter when you want to leave, without getting gas. But what are you going to do up there?
Just to hang out.
Yeah, you do that now at your house.
With my thumb up my ass, but I can do it in the mountains like I do at my house.
Right. That's extreme social distancing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, believe me, if you're retired or rich, I no problem doing something like that if you're that paranoid. Just get out. But you can stay at your house then. Same thing.
Yeah, my daughter was talking about a friend of hers.
It's not. Being in the mountains is much cooler than being in my house all the time.
Yeah. You have no TV, no internet.
You got to hike. You can take a hike.
Yeah, you ain't doing that every day.
You can go down the lake and fish.
You can bone up on your meditation skills.
Yeah, you'd be bored essless.
You can
sit
by the campfire and read.
Practice your yoga.
You're watching TV every day. You know you couldn't do that. Even you couldn't do that for a month.
Is there cell phone service?
No, none of that. You're up there. You might be cell phone.
You'd be surprised. You really got to get deep into the mountains to get out of cell phone service. Right.
So then you can watch TV to your heart's content on your phone.
And you got porn, right?
I could live without TV for a month.
But porn? We call that TV, just because it's still on your phone.
That's right. That's why I said porn.
Yeah.
Get to pack a bunch of magazines.
Yeah. Because you're probably going to be there by yourself. Your wife ain't going, I guarantee that.
She might.
For a month.
If we could bring the dogs.
Yeah.
But then, we can't bring all the dogs. Yeah. When we go somewhere, we got to farm out a few of the dogs.
Right. Yeah, pick a favorite. Yeah, one of my daughter's friends was going to, they have like a lake house in the Ozarks. They're like just going down there for like 8 weeks. I mean, that would be nice. We don't have a lake house.
No, I understand that, but we're not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to stay where we're at, in place. It's called in place.
Right.
I understand. That sounds selfish to me,
But if they just head straight to the other home and hunker down there.
Maybe. Okay.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. It's a problem in New York. People are leaving the city and driving out to the Long Island with the COVID,
spreading it.
A new study conducted at Washington State University finds that rural babies and urban babies tend to act differently.
Immediately?
Researchers found, babies are fairly immediate.
Researchers
found that rural babies...
Great band name, the Rural Babies.
It's not easy to say. The name, the word rural is not easy to say.
Right.
Researchers found that rural babies display negative emotions like anger or frustration much more often than the city-living babies. Conversely, urban babies are usually calmer, less fussy, and not as bothered by rules. Urban moms seem to be better at recognizing when their babies need or want something, as well as when the kid is tired of a particular activity. So this may have a direct influence on why urban babies are calmer. Their moms are quicker to meet their needs. Rural moms, on the other hand, report more instances of their babies acting angrily.
They get more kids than rural babies?
No word on that.
Probably
that does not pop up here.
Is it just because it's rednecks?
There were no observed differences in parental stress levels between urban and rural families.
Boy, that would be an annoying study to be involved with, studying crying babies.
Yeah.
Man, I'll put the interns on that.
You want
this baby's pissed, too.
Yeah, you sit with this baby for 8 hours.
They say that living in a big city generally brings more exposure or proximity to violent crime, but isolation can also cause a great deal of stress for rural parents. You can find out more about this in the Journal of Community Psychology.
Yeah, we're going to tell her to read that when he's camping for a month.
Yeah.
There you go.
The rural baby's like, there's nothing to do here.
That's exactly what it is.
And then all they do is sleep and crap all day.
I can wipe my ass with it.
Well, after, yeah. Yeah. After you're done.
Oh, speaking of that, if I do run out of toilet paper, I know I've got a supply and buy camping gear somewhere.
There you go.
Oh, you've forgotten about that?
I got a couple rolls. One of the camping bins.
Exactly.
But we're actually doing okay, and there's only two of us in the house, so we're not going through that much.
I stashed a roll for myself, because at our house, it'll just be gone.
Plus, you're using a T-shirt in your belly anymore, right? That's the way to do it now.
So I've stashed a roll or two.
You got to save the toilet paper. Don't use it for your belly anymore, dudes.
At my house, it's just for me.
Plus, I'll tell you that.
Because no one else knows how to conserve.
No one else knows how to conserve, and when they're down to nothing,
oh, you keep one aside?
I'm still going to be able to use the toilet paper.
Yeah.
I don't care about all y'all others.
That's a good...
Don't care. Y'all use way too much of it already.
How many people in the house, Craig?
We're taking care of kids now because of they're out of school.
Yeah.
Somewhere
so I've
between
got
two
the
and
nieces
27.
And nephews.
Yeah.
Or I got the nieces and nephew now, and so there's up to seven or eight, whatever.
Oh man, that's a busy house.
It is.
Yeah. So you better hide some toilet paper.
Yeah, it's a lot
exactly.
of asses that need wiped.
Yep.
Yes, and just asses.
And you're either one or the other, right?
Yeah.
Your ass doesn't need wiped. You're the ass.
Either wiping it or being it.
You're an ass.
And there's three in Puss's house.
Yeah.
Four at Tyler's.
Yeah.
Just
five
two.
At Nick's.
Yeah. Yeah, and just two at my place.
Yeah.
Well, the dogs end up using toilet paper sometimes, too. They'll take a dump on the floor. You got to use toilet paper
That's
to
right.
clean that up.
Yeah.
You can use,
right.
paper towels for
you're
that.
Right. Oh, we got to flush it, then.
For picking up dog poop, Christy has a bunch of... we have a good supply of rubber gloves.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.